So we're just going to relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that all is truly well. There is ease and peace and grace right here and right now. And as we relax our bodies, we relax our minds. The thoughts become quieter and we let go of getting here and just be here. Be here in this friendly, loving space. Be here to connect with the truth of who we are in clarity and ease, allowing the well-being that is ever here to flow in us and through us and all around us. Acknowledging that well-being. Just, as Abraham says, going general. Just taking this moment as a wonderful moment of ease and peace. And allowing that wonderful deep voice in the background to just recede into the background. And being present right here in this room. Perhaps hearing the ticking of the clock as well. And we know that there is a space to breathe that we've created in this day. To just breathe and relax and come into a receptive state of being. Abraham's focus in the San Antonio workshop on 11/15/2014 was enhancing our receptivity. They said 100% of our work is to enhance our receptivity. And I want to share with you a quote from that workshop about enhancing receptivity. And Abraham talks about finding the perfect co-creators. That was the question that was asked from the hot seat. And they said, in relation to co-creators, you want to be in a vibrational place that allows you to be in receptive moments where the timing is just right. And the man in the hot seat said, so in relation to co-creators, I know that state when I'm in solitude. I know when I've arrived at that brilliant moment of receiving. But in terms of co-creators coming into my experience, would it actually feel the same way? And Abraham said, yeah, but here's the thing about that. You're really going to like this. If you can be in unconditional awareness of the co-creators who are coming and trust that every single one of them has something, a piece of something for you, instead of trying to make them the whole enchilada or the whole big thing, don't drag them all home with you. Just let the universe deliver to you the co-creative properties. And in some cases, the momentum of them will be strong enough that you'll run together for a while. In some cases, it's just a momentary meeting where there's something about them that lights up something in you and you light up something in them. In other words, see yourself as a receiver, a receptor of inspiration, and just let the thrill of the ideas be what you're going for completely. If we can bring you all the way into the knowing that what life always is just a series of more connects and more connects and more connects and more connects, instead of trying to make this connection the one that will take you all the way down the road into what you want, it's for the connection in the moment, for the feeling of the moment. You're just wanting to keep your receptors as receptive as they can be. That's co-creating at its best, you see. So when the co-creators come and you're playing with them and off of them, let it be that vibrational experience that you're having together. Sometimes you'll have an exchange with someone who will be a component that will cause you to activate something in yourself that it is unlikely you would ever have activated without them. And they don't even know the contribution that they're making. And he said, absolutely. And so you don't want to have to identify every piece that every co-creator is to you. And that's why we want you to bring you back to the understanding that it's already done. And it's beaming a signal, and you are receiving the signal about your path always beneath your feet. So 100% of your work is to enhance your receptivity. We want to find the words so you will never forget what your work is. 100% of your work is to enhance your receptivity, which means be as happy as you can be as rested as you can be having as much fun as you can have, feel as good as you can feel. You're wanting to enhance your receptivity. You're not trying to figure it all out. You're not trying to pick the best partners. The universe is picking them and sending them right to you in droves, you see. And so that quote is the inspiration for our meditation today. Thinking about enhancing our receptivity. Allowing ourselves to be as happy as we can be in this moment. Feeling as relaxed as we can feel in this moment. Breathing easy and focusing on things that are simple to enjoy. Simply having fun with the ideas. Simply being glad to be in this room right now. Simply going general and finding excuses to feel good. Any excuse will do. The reason to giggle doesn't matter. Just giggling for no reason at all is quite perfect. For when we smile, we are uplifted. And the universe smiles back at us, even if our eyes are closed. And there's no one meeting our eyes and sparkling back at us and smiling back at us. The universe smiles back at us. Law of attraction works that way. This is not a tit-for-tat universe. You don't get a smile by the person you smile at. You get a dozen smiles when you smile for no reason. And everywhere you go, you'll find that life lights up. For you share your beauty, you share your excitement, you share your joy, you share your light with others just by smiling. And you can start by smiling inside, smiling at yourself, giggling for no reason, smiling at yourself, being willing to have fun. With no excuse, unconditional fun. We're just having unconditional fun here. We trust that we don't have to have a reason to have fun. It can be good to have fun just for the sake of fun. Fun is its own excuse. Abraham always says, life is supposed to be fun. And when Jerry and Esther were traveling around in the monster bus, the side of the bus said, life is supposed to be fun. And they went into a campground one night, and a man who in an equally elaborate monster bus was parked in the space next to him. And he walked out after dinner, and they were all sharing the evening. And it was beautiful, and they were all happy and laughing and joyful. And the man gestured at the bus where it said, life is supposed to be fun, and he said, that's wrong, you know. And Jerry said, what do you mean it's wrong? And he said, life isn't supposed to be fun. Life is fun. And so if we accept as the axiom that life is fun, We look for fun everywhere we go. And in the looking for it, we always find it. And we can make up rules about what fun is. I have a rule in my life that if my socks match my shirt, it's a good day. And if my socks match my shirt and my hair ribbon, it's a great day. So I have a lot of great days for no reason other than I have a lot of color in my closet and in my drawers. It's good to have colors in your drawers. It's good to make puns. It's good to laugh for any reason at all. And as we laugh at life, Abraham recently said, you'll find that as you more consistently raise your vibration, you'll laugh at things that used to irritate you. And what a blissful thing it is to find it easy to laugh at something that used to irritate you. To find that you are more unconditionally present in seeing the world through the eyes of Source. It is so powerful to connect with our inner beings who see love everywhere they look. And it's always better to start where it's easy. You know, we don't go to the gym and start with 200-pound weights. We start with the little ones and we get stronger. And as we learn to appreciate life more fully, we start with the easy places. I often start with the kitty cats and the flowers because those are endlessly entertaining to me. You know, there's 25,000 pink flowers. The universe is exquisitely, extravagantly abundant with beauty and color and form and harmony and sounds and sights and vistas and beauty, and nature can endlessly enlighten and uplift us. I watched a mother and a little boy watching two squirrels chase each other today, and the little boy was so delighted with his squirrels. And he was laughing and so thrilled, and I know so many adults who are just pissed off at squirrels. But I so appreciated that little boy's appreciation of those squirrels tearing around, chasing one another and running up and down the trees and just having lots and lots of frisky, joyful energy, just like the little boy. And as Abraham says, we can learn so much from the little ones as they see through the eyes of Source. And I love that I spend more time all the time with little children. Because even though I've never had any children, and so I don't have any grandchildren, I have manifested families with children who have welcomed me into their experience. And on Monday night, I was at the pool, indoor pool, fortunately. It was very cold Monday night. I was at the indoor pool with a 15-month-old baby who is finding delight in learning to walk and learning to climb stairs and who has already mastered going down the slide into the arms of a loving person catching her at the bottom and the water. And so she was just having a ball. And she went down the slide and she went down the slide and there was another little girl who was just a little taller than she was. Because my friend who has this 15-month-old is 6'3". And so this baby is already tall at 15 months. And there was a little girl who was much older and comfortable in the swimming pool. Her mother wasn't even in the pool with her. Her mother was watching from the side and the lifeguard was just watching this girl who obviously has had swimming lessons. And she decided that my little friend was her friend. And so she would run around and wait for several minutes while the 15-month-old walked, holding on to the hands of one of us as we walked her around the slide and then up the stairs. And then she would settle herself ready to slide down, and the other older little girl would just be poised there waiting for the little one to push herself off down the slide. And I asked the little girl, "How old are you?" And she held up four fingers. Four. And then she said, "How old is she?" And I held up one finger. And I wish you could have seen her eyes get so big. This little girl, who was almost as big as she was 3 years younger. It was amazing. But they were friends. And they accepted each other in their diversity. The four-year-old looked like she was probably from India. Her family was probably from India. And clearly her family came from the shorter end of the genetic spectrum of height. And my friend, whose mother is a goddess at 6'3", comes from the other end of the spectrum. But even across those cultural and physiological differences, they loved one another and played together, and life was fun. And so I got to experience the giggles and the joy. And the wonder and the new experiences with these little girls playing together. And it was wonderful, and life was fun. Life was so, so, so fun. So we trust that as we walk around the next corner, something wonderful is lined up for us. And we expect well-being everywhere we go. Because our inner beings are ever orchestrating the joy, the fun, the giggles, the new experiences, the new smiling faces, the new opportunities to play, the new opportunities to learn and grow and be and do and live and share and lighten and be happy. What is happy? Happy is guidance that tells us we are in alignment with Source. Joy is alignment. Connection is alignment. Wonder and curiosity and playfulness are all alignment with Source. And anything less than that is blessed guidance to remind us we're in this moment looking in the wrong direction. It's simply a matter of shifting our focus, turning the other cheek, finding something easy to appreciate. And that enhances our receptivity, which is 100% of our work. So we're just learning to focus differently, which changes our vibration, which changes our perception, which lights up our life. And so we allow ourselves to lighten up. We allow ourselves to love. We allow ourselves to be. We are willing to laugh. We are willing to let go of anything that doesn't feel good. And simply move forward, focusing on something a little more general, a sunny day, something in the future we're looking forward to, a squirrel running up a tree and a little boy laughing, little girls playing in the pool. Life always provides us with something wonderful. My friend Margie says, life is in the details. And there's something in every scene that sparkles. And so I spend time looking for the sparkles. I often wear them. I wear sparkly bracelets in all different colors that make me feel good. And whatever makes you feel good is worth choosing. Each day, choose to wear something that makes you feel good. Choose to notice that you take good care of yourself. You wash and brush your hair. And when you do that, you're loving yourself. You eat food and you're loving yourself. You smile at yourself in the mirror and you're loving yourself. It's so easy to notice that we take care of other people when we love them. But sometimes we forget to notice that just taking care of ourselves in the moment is loving. We are loving. I noticed the other day that now when I look at myself in the mirror, I smile. That wasn't always true in my life. And I have a picture of a little girl with big blue eyes, a baby with big blue eyes, on my mirror. And when I sent out that picture to a friend of mine, she said, "Oh, I see her source eyes." And so I wrote source eyes on that picture, and it sits on my mirror. And when I look into those big blue eyes, I say source eyes. And then when I look into the mirror, into my own big blue eyes, I say source eyes. For I know that as source looks at my eyes or through my eyes or with my eyes, source is love. And if source had a smile, it'd be smiling. But I can feel the joy. I can feel the adoration, the appreciation, the wonder that source brings to my life. Is always curious about what I'm going to do next. For we are each the center of the universe. As Abraham says, people said you aren't the center of the universe, but that's not true. Each of us is centering a universe right here, right now, that we perceive through the eyes of Source as we are in alignment. And sometimes we perceive through another filter when we're not in alignment, a filter of frustration or irritation or anger or maybe fear. And we can always return to that filter of grace that means seeing through the eyes of Source. For we are ever blessed and we are ever filled with that infinite appreciation for life that is Source in action. For we are this leading edge of Source in action ourselves. And as we begin to see that in ourselves, it's so much easier to see it in others. And we go through life as a blessing to everyone we encounter, because we see them in the truth of who they are, the beauty and the harmony and the diversity and the wonder of the uniqueness of every single one. Everyone beautiful, everyone harmonious, everyone blessed at the center of who they truly are. And Abraham says that that should be our core belief, that our ultimate core belief is that life is good and all is well, and that we are here to be that leading edge of thought, asking and receiving and doing the work to enhance our receptivity by being willing to be happy, to be rested, to have fun, and to feel good. Can it really be that simple? Oh, yes. It can really be that simple. It is that simple. Life is good. All is well. And so it is. And so we just relax and breathe. Relax and stretch our backs and our necks. And let ourselves move in our chairs, as we simply bring ourselves into that place where we can open our eyes and smile at the world on the outside as well as the inside.